today's presentation is about a journey that's currently taking place in Blue Mountain City Council, where we're travelling down a path of trying to gain compliance efficiencies. The first thing that I need to tell you about is the environment that existed in Blue Mountain City Council at the start of this journey. Blue Mountain City Council was operating under a totally paper-based record-keeping system. It used an application called AS400, otherwise known as TCS, and that system actually just tracked the movement of our paper files and our documents. Also at that time, and this is around about 2006-2007, we had a lack of consistent processes and procedures in place across the organisation, and we also had outdated and in some cases non-existent policies. The records team that were functioning then, they were a team of specialists. They were subject matter experts in single tasks, and that caused a lot of problems at that time, because if someone was off sick, no one else could do that job. So that was an issue. And the main thing that really affected the environment at Blue Mountain City Council at that time was an environment of low team morale within the records team, but also low morale across the entire organisation. Council had just gone through its third restructure in 3 years, and what that had done is actually developed a culture in throughout all of the councils that that feared change. It was at this time, when the culture was like that, that the executive team of council actually chose to take the bold step and enter the electronic age. So in 2007, we undertook a rigorous selection process, and we had the records team, the IT team, end users, power users, and we selected a records, electronic document and records management system, TRIM, which was implemented into council. Also at that time, the executive council chose that all its records, corporate records, will be kept in electronic format from 2007 onwards. And that's really the start of our journey. So that meant there's a big change for council. My involvement up to this point in the journey was only that of project coordinator for the implementation of TRIM. I was the business development officer for Blue Mountain City Council in corporate strategy. My role at that time looked at systems and processes all across council to see consistent approaches. I looked at actual IT systems to ensure integration and to gain efficiencies. All that knowledge and those skills that I had enabled me to implement TRIM into council within 6 months. The one thing that happened once TRIM was implemented was the then team leader for records actually resigned. For me, that put a fork in the road of my journey, and I had to decide, did I want to stay in corporate strategy, or did I want to move into a new industry altogether that I had never worked in? I chose to go into the new industry. I wanted the challenges. I applied for the job, and I got the position of team leader. So now I had new challenges. I had a team with low morale. How do I provide positive leadership to a team with low morale? Also, having never worked in the industry, how do I understand the business? I've never worked in records before. And then once I can provide positive leadership and understand the business, how do I move not only the team forward, but council forward? To me, it was obvious. I just thought the best way to meet these challenges was to actually look at my personal development and also the team development. I had to utilise those subject matter experts that were within the team, and then I had to find more help, because there had to be more out there. In terms of my personal development, I chose to get myself a record keeping diploma. That gave me an insight into the industry, it gave me the knowledge, it gave me an understanding, an initial understanding into the business of record keeping. Once I had that, in terms of the team development, I thought best place to start is to see if they are all on the same page. So I looked at everyone's position description, and surprisingly what I found, I had a team of 7 at that stage, and every single officer had a different position description. They were all records information officers, but they each had a different position description. So that was the first challenge that I tackled. I met with each of the officers, we looked at their position descriptions, we looked at the activities based on record keeping and based around a Cert 4 in record keeping, developed a new position description, and the entire team's now signed off on the new position description. The last thing at this point in time that I wanted to tackle, and this is still early on in our journey, was the low team morale. So what I did was have one-on-one meetings with all the team members, and I let them voice their concerns to me. And they also gave me ideas of ways to take the records team forward and how they felt about the organisation. It was quite surprising that I actually found I had a committed team of records officers that wanted to take records into the new age. The journey was heading along nicely, but there was more information out there that I needed to find. After searching the web in this nice electronic age, I found 2 very, very useful websites, the RIFA website and the State Records website. On mainly the State Records website, there was lots of useful tools, and it showed me legislation, so I knew I found out what the overarching legislation was, what the standards and the guidelines were. I also found the e-learning tools, which were really good tools as refresher tools, and my entire team has now undertaken each module on the e-learning tools. Future-proofing, I've found out information about future-proofing our digital records, which is the environment that we're in now, and the main thing that I found was the Records Management Program Toolkit and its assessment tool. During the diploma course, the first thing that I learnt was that all organisations, whether they be state government, local government or a public office, you had to have a framework in place in your organisation for record keeping. I didn't have one, but we learnt in that course to draft up the framework, and that was the first thing that I wanted to bring back to the organisation once I completed the course. When I looked at the assessment tool on the framework for records management, module 1, the first module of the assessment tool, its first question was, has a framework for records management been established? At that stage I could say no, it hadn't, but I was working on it. So utilising the tools that I found on the website, such as all the standards and guidelines, our council now has an electronic copy of all the current standards that are available. Also looked at, the standard actually says you need to have a strategic plan and an operational plan. I have developed a strategic and operational plan that actually links in to council's management plan. It is not a standalone item, goes together. So the framework was developed. It's a bit hard to see, but that is Blue Mountain City Council's record keeping framework. The second question, and this sort of goes to what Stephen was saying to us, has the organisation set out rules for record keeping? Again, because I was new to records, I didn't know if we had an existing policy in place, or if we did, was it current? So what I did was actually start to investigate if there was a policy in place, and I did find a policy. And when I looked at it, to me, it seemed that it was definitely outdated from all the advice from the State Records website and from the Standard. But funnily enough, at this same time, Council's internal auditor had requested that he undertake an audit system review following the implementation of TRIM. His review took about 3 months, and his findings at the end of that 3 months were exactly the same as what I had discovered. There was a gap and a lack of policy. The policy was outdated, and the policy hadn't been communicated well throughout the organisation. We were looking at getting TRIM to be taken up and get buy-in for TRIM throughout the organisation, but no one really knew Council's actual policy guidelines in terms of record keeping. Encouraged by this, and as people have said, you need something in paper by somebody else to take it forward, the internal auditor's report allowed me to develop or update the current policy that we had, and we had it adopted by Council's executive on the 22nd of June 2011. Now, I could go through every single question that's in that first module, but I don't want to bore you by death by PowerPoint. The module actually has, the assessment tool has 7 modules. They're the first 4, the framework for records management, make and keep full and accurate records, safe custody and proper preservation of records, that's coming soon, so the website says, digital record keeping, and number 5, appraisal and disposal of records, management of long-term records. My favourite, and which is the one I'll be using next, is assessment of record keeping performance within the work unit. Why we're focusing on that one was because of what our internal auditor found. The way forward for us on our journey, we're getting close. We've got ticks now in terms of the framework, the records management program. We've gone through that assessment tool. We're getting there. But we need to keep continually monitoring within our organisation. So we'll be using the next module, the assessing the record keeping performance within a work unit. The council's internal auditor has actually got it on his annual work plan in years to come. So he's working with me, closely with me, to get the next work unit identified and who we'll target. And what I'll do personally, as well as the records team, is to continue to spread the message of the importance of consistency, the understanding and people's requirements in terms of records management. It's not just the records people anymore. It's every officer within council. They have a responsibility in terms of record keeping. We need to get that message out, and we'll continue to get the message out. So for us, our journey continues. Thank you.